Welcome back to Blotter Briefs, quick takes on true crime that might save you some deliberation. Today's topic is a documentary about the effects and consequences of the Sex Offender Registry. While I will not get particularly graphic, some of you may wish to skip this episode. For the rest of you, in my chambers for... Untouchable. The crime. It depends on whom director David Feige, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's spelled F-E-I-G-E, could be Feig, could be Feige. I'm going to go with Feige. Asks, in his 2016 Maisel's Award-winning documentary on sex offender registry statutes, is it that post-conviction punishment for sex offenders isn't strong enough? That's Ron Book's contention. Book, a Florida lobbyist and general bigwig whose daughter Lauren was horribly abused by her nanny, would like to throw, well, himself, at sex offenders to a one-strike-you're-dead degree. Or is the issue that the registry and its local requirements, staying 2,500 feet away from where children congregate, in some cases, having one's status prominently displayed on one's state paperwork, are not only excessively punitive, leading to homelessness and chronic unemployment, but also have proven ineffective, based as they are on outdated ideas about reoffending and a one-size-fits-few idea of sex crimes and their perpetrators? The story. Untouchable is grim going, let's get that right up top. Whether it's survivors describing what they suffered or offenders grimly recounting their crimes, viewers are not spared details. That will put off some prospective viewers. And while I can't say I was, quote, okay with it, I feel about it the way I felt about Surviving R. Kelly and Pervert Park and other documents like it. If victims could endure the abuse, it is the very least I can do as a critic and a human being to bear witness to what happened to them. But the film does have a couple of additional drawbacks, starting with the fact that I have already seen Pervert Park, the equally bleak 2014 film about residents of a trailer park who, thanks to their registry status, have nowhere else to go. While that documentary was less interested in looking at the breadth of the issue, you know, the series is called POV, and this film's POV was that of the offenders, for whom the filmmakers had just the right tricky approach of skeptical compassion. It did get there first, and it did, I think, benefit from its tighter focus. Untouchable leads with the Book family's harrowing ordeal and with the leader of an organization called Predator Patrol leading a community meeting, then outing local registrants to neighborhood kids. Feige also interviews public defenders, legal scholars, and registrants in various states, and the story evolves into an interrogation of this public policy that, while it doesn't convince Ron Book, does make the Predator Patrol ladies start to wonder whether draconian post-incarceration restrictions help keep anyone safe, even in their minds. Certainly studies in more than a handful of states indicate that they don't.
And this has been studied a dozen times.
Two of the most significant studies were done in Colorado and Minnesota. In Colorado, the study was done by the Colorado Department of Public Safety. That study found that child molesters in Colorado who reoffended sexually did not live closer to schools or daycare centers than those who did not reoffend.
There was also a really interesting study in Minnesota. They looked at over 200 cases where the offender had gone on and committed a new sex crime. The study concluded that residence restrictions would not have prevented even one of those sex offenses. It is not residential proximity that leads to reoffending, but rather social proximity.
And that destined to reoffend inevitably narrative we've all absorbed from, well, SVU in my case, that's not necessarily accurate. All of that is solid new information, although I can't say I'm a happier person knowing that many sentencing and policy decisions on the issue were made based at least in part on a Psychology Today article from the 80s that was maybe a quarter step above advertorial in its agenda. But the film does lose steam, or it did for me, about halfway through. I'm not sure it needed to be an hour and 45. This might have benefited from a tighter focus like Pervert Parks or from following only one activist. I'm not sure what the issue is there. It may just be that I found Pervert Park extremely striking and didn't find this one as necessary. I'll tell you what definitely wasn't necessary, and that's the Louis C.K. snippet in the first 5 minutes. I know that Untouchable went to festivals in 2016, which means it was in process 5 years ago, back when CK's brand of commentary probably seemed merely edgily sugar-free. But I got the mailer for Untouchable's VOD release over a month ago. This part should have been edited out, period. It's extremely jarring, and the material isn't even crucial to the film, so I don't think I understand why that wasn't done. I'm not quite sure what to recommend here. Honestly, this is a topic that we all need to continue facing head on so that we can do better for children and for each other. And Untouchable is a solid B. But between the Louis C.K. thing and the fact that Pervert Park is just as difficult but better done, in my view, I'm going to tell you to check that out instead. Or to watch a loop of kittens playing. Pervert Park and Untouchable are both available on iTunes, and if you have the PBS app, you may be able to find Pervert Park there as well. If you've seen either film and have thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. How to let me hear from you about these documentaries or other true crime properties you'd like me to consider? That's Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter, or you can email me, bunting@the-blotter.com. For more briefs, snark briefs, plus chats, lineups, and custom recommendations, become a Blotter tipster at patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.